Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is part two of Swanee and Friends. Part one was Corbin Middlemass, and of course, as per normal, we'll play part two before we play part one. Before we get to some math, science, punning, Dane, how was the week from the punning perspective?
My week was all right.
We always say 6 weeks.
Yeah,
we need 6 weeks to really get always. So we're nearly there.
Yeah, we're nearly there. You know, I went on because I had a couple over like 1/3, which was over like $2. You know what I mean? So, dogs in the port and the under.
Cash cows back.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're going all right. We're also in front on the weekend. That's all you can ask.
So, before we get to them, just some listener questions, because we always go to our people, Instagram, Swanee and Friends. I put up a link on our story, and you can put up whatever crap you like, such as from Ryan Standen, is that the end of Dane's elite boxing career? In fact, I'll bracket it as well because there's others. Yeah. So from G. Groom, would have been good to punch the shit out of Dale, never shuts up, but you shut him up. Well, you're mates, that's not fair. And yeah. Tigerland, are you tapering off after flogging Daisy? And from Oz GMH, if you trained for the fight, do you think you could have beaten both Kane and Daisy?
If I hadn't trained, I would have beaten both probably at the same time. Like I said in part one, which is part two, I'm very happily retired, undefeated, but money talks. There's always a little something there. If the right opponent and amount comes my way, I'm happy to fight again. I don't care.
From Viney Anthony, why can't players have shots for goal with mouth guards but have no issue around the ground? Were you a mouth guard taker outer with set shots?
I can't remember. I wouldn't have imagined so, no.
It's a weird thing watching it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why you still breathe the exact same way. I don't know. It's not like
when you put it in your sock.
When you're run through 50 on the run, you don't fucking whip your mouth guard out, whack it down your sock, then have a shot, do you?
Is that part of overthinking as well?
Probably.
From Jaden, what's Dane spending his Mayfair millions on after winning the fight?
Oh well, I'll let you know when it comes. Well, by the time it's come down, I'm expecting to be there. What am I spending it on? Mate, just going in the bank, mate, just a nest egg. No, nothing. I've got no idea. Might buy myself. What do I need? I don't need anything.
What about the others in your house, though, Dane?
They're babies. I don't need anything.
Babysitting vouchers?
Yeah, that's what probably goes through. Yeah.
From N. Fio, how do you think Rory Lobb is feeling after hearing Luke Beveridge say he's a required player?
Oh, poor bugger. Well, he'll be at his third club next year.
Yeah, I think so. From Matty B's, has Dane watched the final episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Larry David is a comedy genius.
No, I haven't yet. I've been away. I was away all last week, and that's the show we watch as a family. So I'm trying to get through The Gentleman at the moment, but I might watch the last Curb episode tonight.
How are we going with The Gentleman? Is it good?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 episodes. I've only got a couple left.
Thumb up, thumb down?
Yeah, no, thumb up. It's not as good as nowhere near as good as the movie.
Right.
But it's still good, still entertaining.
As in that was, the movie was
Guy Ritchie. And yeah, like, so, yeah, the movie's created by Guy Ritchie, the series.
Got ya.
It's not as good, but it's still worth a watch.
I got through Oppenheimer on Saturday night. Have you seen that?
No, it's too long. I can't watch anything for 3 hours.
So I was going to ask.
Oh, please.
Your attention span would not work. Says me, I was watching the footy on my phone at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. Yes, dear, we'll watch this. Yeah.
Yeah.
From Mr. Amkel, who's another teammate does Swanee want to box?
Any. For the right amount of money, not one person on the planet I wouldn't fight.
There it is, nice and simple. All right, well, this week we've got 8 games.
Yep.
And we're guessing lines, which no one else has ever done except for Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal on the most popular podcast in the world. But apart from that, no one has ever done this, so we're pioneers here. Melbourne and Brisbane, I've already written mine down, but I'm opening up the betting so I can see it before I have. I'm not changing what I've written here. So Melbourne hosts the D's Thursday night to kick things.
Melbourne hosts the D's.
Well, let's hope that's all that's there. But the Lions, Thursday night.
In Melbourne?
In Melbourne.
I'm going to say 14 and a half.
I said 13 and a half.
What was it?
15 and a half. So which way are you going?
Melbourne. Can't trust Brisbane. No, they had the bye on the weekend. They still don't look great. I could write these down because I'm invested with everyone. I think maybe actually give me the cash cow. Give me D's 1 to 39.
We're together here, so hopefully we're both right. Yes. Just which one turns up with the Lions?
Yeah, exactly. And if they do, they might be just close to game.
I would have liked more than 7 days off after 2 games in 5. That's 3 games in 12 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be... I know they got the bottom.
And hopefully it's a bit dewy, so the ground's a bit, you know...
Yep.
Going to be wet.
At least 1 to 39.
Yeah, perfect. That'll do. All right. Friday night at the Dome. Can we still call it the Dome?
Yes, that's how Marvel I refer to it.
That's it. When you used to travel away. The Dogs v Essendon. Are they the co-tenants? I think they are. Which? What do you say the line should be?
Give me the total. Oh, no, I've got to pick the total as well. Are we picking the total or just the lines?
We're just picking the lines and then we decide what we're betting. See how close we are with the lines.
This would be near... It won't be a pick 'em. 9.5 Dogs.
Well, we're thinking, Sibley, because I said 8.5. It's 15.5.
Is that okay?
Now that tells me there's been a big overreaction to Essendon being so shit under lights. And so I can't remember who heard it, but there's no doubt there's more pressure or scrutiny of free-to-wear Friday night or Saturday night games, isn't there?
Yeah, of course.
So people overthink things when it's... Yeah. So one bad game and Essendon were terrible. I think the market's overreacted, so I'm going to go the Dons at the 8.5.
What's the total?
Total line is 171.5.
I'm going to take... What is it? It's a Friday night game. That's a system play, so I'm going to take the over.
Why is it a system play?
Because I'll be watching it.
Right. You can't watch
shit. Can't hope for a shit game, can we?
Yep, all right.
But I'll be like you on that basis with the lines. I'd have to take the Bombers just because we're getting a goal more than what I thought.
Speaking of shit games, GWS hosts St Kilda at their other home ground of Canberra.
Canberra.
Oof. Yep. So what say you?
Saints.
I don't think the weather will be too bad given I've looked at it for Randwick.
All right. 20.5.
The line's 19.5.
Oh, I was going to say, fuck, I was going to say 19, but what did you have?
11.5.
11.5. I'm going to take, mate, this will be, what's the total?
164.5.
No, give me the 1 to 39. I think Saints can slow GWS down, so I'm a bit worried about the tsunami. But Ross will do his business and it could be 70 to 40 or something like that.
I think this, again, is an overreaction. St Kilda obviously were terrible in that first half against the Tigers. Yeah. But the other thing is, with GWS, I'm not saying they're not going to be good. I'm not saying they aren't good. But they started the year playing North Melbourne and West Coast. Is that real form? I
wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So I think the 19.5 is a very generous line. So Saints get to within 3 goals. So I like the Saints. Carlton host Adelaide. Adelaide not going great. It'd be fair to say. And how great do you think the market should be for Carlton and Adelaide?
I think I'm going to be over here. I'm going to say 24.5. I think it's going to be less, but I should be.
I said 27.5. Right. You said 24.5. You degenerate gambler. You 23.5.
I told you it was going to be less. I can't do too many 1 to 39s. I think I think the Crows have this. This is like they can't go 0-5. They have to find a way to get keep this close.
Is this math science?
This is math science. Yeah, there's a bit of math science about this. The Blues are just going like they've ridden their luck a fair bit. So yeah, give me the Crows line.
All right, you're going the Crows line. One of us will be right. I'll go the Blues. They might put on a show here for their fans, and I think they'll learn a lot from their just. Well, lucky margin win in the end with Fremantle. Mm-hmm.
Who had Freo plus 4.5 on the oh, fucking arseholes when I was driving home from King Lake, mate? Oh my goodness! How wrapped you reckon I was with Jai Clark? whatever his name is, his name?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh my goodness, mate! I was like, oh, they kicked the goal 4.5 fucking bangs. So they get a mark, they hold it up. That's gambling, isn't it? If you're the other way, how rapid would you have, mate? That was just a miracle win if you were Carlton 4.5. Oh,
you're just kissing the dick.
Yeah.
I was similar like that with the Dogs. I thought the line was 7.5. So no, sitting on the couch and just pretending I was uninvolved. It was 2.5. Oh, fuck. Anyway, after this, we're going to look at the Gold Coast Hawthorn, the second half of the round.
Ox and Marco, a couple of great mates with a fun podcast. And occasionally... Well, let's just say it can get a little sexy.
No, it wasn't my first pash.
Okay.
It was my first...
Early.
Emotional pash. Or the first one with feelings. In the back of a laser.
Right.
Little Ford laser gear it was too. So, it had, you know, it had the velour seats.
First pash, I was 11 years old.
Oh, here we go. 11.
11?
11 years old.
I didn't even know I had anything at 11.
And I was on a cricket pitch.
Oh.
in Box Hill.
Don't tell me you bowled her over.
No.
Ox and Marco's Couple of Blokes podcast. Lots of fun, plenty of banter, and even the odd bit of romance. There's a new episode every Wednesday. Just search Couple of Blokes wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Righto, Gold Coast play Hawthorn. Are the Gold Coast real or Hawthorn real? I say probably not, neither. No, I actually do like the Gold Coast as a team, the way they're going forward. I'm not a believer in the Hawks. What's the margin, say you, at the Gold Coast?
17.5. I might be a bit generous.
I'm thinking like you. I said 15.5. 25.5. That's a big line.
Yeah, it is. What's the total? Give me the total.
that's major.
Yeah,
major
I'm not sure. Yeah, yeah.
163.5.
Give me the over. I can't take the Hawks.
I'll go Gold Coast 1-39.
Yeah.
For exactly that reason, because Hawks. As I said in part one, which we're playing as part two, Hawks like that racehorse that just flashes home.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant, except if you're at the line.
Yeah,
then it's relevant.
Yeah.
So I can see them, you know, probably being 6 goals down at 3-quarter time. They'll win the last quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Quarter's one. It's a big stat.
Apparently, what was the stat? Fremantle won 3 quarters against Carlton.
Didn't they?
Yeah. You
know, how many points did they get?
Yeah, zippo. So... Fucking good one. So, all right, Gold Coast 1-39, me, you over 163.5. Port Adelaide pay Frio. The old footy show days, we used to call this the Fat Rats Clackers Cup. Fremantle, well, the best bet, they're going to be boring, but the line is what, Dane?
Port, Frio.
At Port.
15 and a half.
I said 18 and a half. It's 20 and a half. Which, yeah.
What's the total?
Goal, either way. This is it. Total 166 and a half.
Give me the under.
Yep, snap. Just, they're going to be boring. That's what they are. And hopefully, even if Port kick 15 goals.
Exactly.
Not thinking Freo's going to cover that. This is an interesting one. Because, of course, it's not an interesting one. You can throw Geelong in dear multis at $1.03.
Well, they're obviously playing North or West Coast.
They're playing North, at Cadinia, whatever, GM, HBA, whatever it's called now. But the question is, what should the line be?
Oh, if it's a 57 and a half.
I said 53 and a half. Halfway, 55 and a half it is.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. So which way are you going?
What's the total?
This is testing me too, because I thought, oh, it's
can't be 180.
It's 179 and a half.
Yeah, 180, fucking hell. All right. I sometimes just don't overthink it, do you? What's the weather like? It's the toughest game of the round to pick.
It's okay weather. Yeah.
Okay. 55 and a half.
You can see them putting on a show for the fans.
I can.
La la.
Nah. Listen, I'm gonna sit in my sweet seat and squirm. Give me my team.
North?
Yep. And I reckon I might just I'm just gonna sit there and squirm.
It's too high and over.
Yeah, I know.
Too high and over.
Yeah.
I just, and I'm with you here, Dane. I'll be gollipired the AFLW, so
yeah.
I won't have to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Perfect. So
and you're on the Kangas at the 55 and a half. Just very, very generous. This is an interesting one. West Coast v. Richmond. So the tide turning for West Coast. They covered the line, Dane. They covered the line.
They did. They did. 24 and a half West Coast, Richmond.
I thought 22 and a half. It's 19 and a half.
I give it a Tigers. Don't have to think about that one.
Oh, I'm going under. I'm going under. Whatever that is, I'm going under. 173 and a half. Well, I wouldn't be overly confident those.
Was it not? Tigers are best bet of the round two, Tigers.
They're your best.
Yeah.
My best is Freo Port unders.
Yeah, well.
As you say with some sides, until they prove you otherwise.
Oh, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. So that's the Tigers there. With racing, I've got one roughie here for the Sydney Cup. Mostly cloudy. Horse from Victoria going up there. It's $26. And I'll put others on the Instagram. Had a bit of fun with Militarize and I Wish I Win Not. Both running places on Saturday, but let's hope we can go one better. So however you do choose to play, gamble responsibly.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought, I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger. Hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.